the timeline. Good.
Okay, thank you.
So the Luxembourg project is moving into an ISO standard, important to say, an ISO standard, and those who want to test it now, it's available for testing. By the end of the year, it will be implemented. The next two ones are industry-led, solution-provider-led initiatives, quite interesting. E.ON, New York-based company, they developed a protocol together with their partners, industry partners, and it's available as an open protocol. Circularity ID is the open protocol from Circular Fashion, Berlin-based solution provider, and again, we used it as an inspiration. The next one is the battery pass. The European Commission wants to be as general, as harmonized as possible, also on from a sector-wide perspective. So it was quite interesting to use battery pass as an advanced system to look at it. Battery pass uses the battery regulation, which requires also a DPP, and this DPP has to be aligned with the DPP coming out of the ESPR. And that's why it's such an important initiative. They released Circular is a company who releases now their first battery DPP for Volvo. So you can look at it. So and we used it as an inspiration to work on. And of course, we used the work from the ESPR. Now you see a lot of data elements, and we try to cover all of them into the library as information. Why? Because they can be used for whatever sector. These are the ones from Annex 1 of the, mainly from Annex 1 of the ESPR, but more. The next step for the GRC will be to select those ones who are most appropriate, who delivers most of the impact to the textile industry. And that's ongoing work. They will be narrowed down to the ones which are most important. All these data points, GERA structured them in a framework, which you can see here, and which is now developed into the library, and will be like the official semantic from the UNEC, from the UNCFACT, to be used in a DPP environment. As said before, they will be an essential element of the UNTP protocol. And you're lucky here, Nancy. Steve will afterwards tell more about in detail about how it looked like. But it really fits into, important to say from my perspective, it's an EPCIS-based data exchange framework, very strong, and the DPP will feed in the information into it. We also ensured that we have a general approach, but it can be adapted to sector-specific requirements, which the textile environment is. This gives an example. And this way, I come to the end of the presentation, Nancy, and I'm quite good in time. But this is the basic work done. A lot has been put, and thanks to Gerard, all the effort he puts into it, and it's now in the final stage to become the officialized through the library.
Of